Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Fresh out of jail, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Let's go right to the phone calls here. Talk to Dennis in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody didn't turn the phone pot on? No, Dennis is gone. That's what it is. Okay, well, we'll talk to Dennis later probably. 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up anything. I presume some people might want to hear about my Odyssey over the weekend.
So we're going to have to lay some groundwork for that, right?
You mean groundwork as far as, like, I don't know what happened outside of the jail? I'm completely out of the loop. I've heard about the 93 Days website, and people, I've heard about the video. I haven't even seen the video yet.
There are people listening right now that have no idea why you went to jail over your couch.
You want to lay it out?
You've got a moldy, disgusting, rotting couch that's apparently in your renter's lawn.
It's their couch.
Yeah, their couch. And you didn't want the city came and told you to move it. You don't like the idea of bureaucrats telling you what to do. You told them to stuff it.
I don't appreciate being threatened. I asked them to have the original complaining party, the lady that lives down the street. Although I don't know if she should be called a lady. Anyway, the person that lives down the street asked.
And what's her name?
Michaela Engert.
Michaela Engert.
She's a central planning bureaucrat.
Well, she's the city planner.
Is she the city planner or one of? I'm not sure exactly what her job position is.
That's what I saw that when I looked, but I'm not sure.
Anyway, she happens apparently to live down the street, and I guess embarrassed her or something when I called Talkback, the local talk show here in the area, while she was on there talking about her central planning stuff. And so, presumably, she targeted me.
Within a week that you're reported.
Was it within a week?
It was within a week.
Because I wasn't sure which show it was.
You're reported, apparently, for this couch thing. Now, some might say this is not a vendetta. It could have just been a coincidence, right?
Could have been.
Could have been a coincidence. Might not have been a vendetta, but it does seem really suspicious, doesn't it?
Sure does.
That a person that works for the city uses the city's rules in order to come and get you? I mean, we're not talking about your average person that lives on the street that might be concerned with these things. We're talking about somebody who you asked if they would aggress against their neighbor on the radio.
That was her then. And I was pretty sure that was the particular person I asked that of.
And sure apparently enough, she felt a little embarrassed by the fact that, she realized that her job is an aggression, and so she decided to aggress against you some more.
It's crazy. I said, look, I just want to meet whoever this mystery person was, because at that time,
she didn't have the spine in order to do that. She just wanted to send armed people after you, apparently.
Right. She didn't have the spine to come here like an adult would or a human being would and meet me as a neighbor would meet me and talk to me. That's all I'd asked for. I said I'd get rid of the couch as soon as she
comes
and does
that. Because that's how these people that work for the government are. Some of them don't have, they don't even understand normal human interaction. All they understand is people with guns threatening people.
Yep, force. And that's all it really is. I mean, look, I knew, Mark, I knew that this was a very realistic possibility, but I figured I'd give them the opportunity to do the right thing in this particular case, as they'd done the right thing in the prior cases. And it seems like that you were right, that it was time for the crackdown.
Judge clearly cracked down. If you watch the video, you go to freekeen.com, you can see this video. It's 3 minutes long. It's pretty short. Basically, there's an all rise, and within 7 seconds, the judge is going bat-ass crazy on you. I mean, nothing happened. It's like you stand up for the all rise, you begin to sit down.
I don't know if they got call two your words name, out of my mouth.
They call your name, you begin to stand back up. The judge screams at you, sit down. I mean, it's like 6 seconds from when he's screaming to when you're in
cuffs. It was right out the
get-go. Intended, to me, it seems clear that he intended to have you over a barrel strategically.
Well, not only just me, it wasn't just me. I feel like he was taking everything out. As far as there have been several activists here in the Keene area that have been doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience, and for the most part have been having some real success in that courtroom. He's been letting people sort of go, letting them slide. Now, of course, I was taking a different tact at the arraignment situation where I started talking when my name was called, and I don't think anybody else pulled that, and so I think that really pissed him off, but also he was obviously upset about people not standing for him. He was very upset
because
it was
right on the wall.
Right, it was on the wall before anybody went into the courtroom that anybody being in that court had to stand up for the judge or else.
And he did. He walked right out, glared at the crowd, was looking for that person that was sitting down. That's what I felt like I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, looking out. I intended to stand because the guy had been fair up to this point.
I agree with that.
I felt like he had been fair. That was my opinion. And
the rest of the activists had walked out and walked into the room after he had walked in.
Right. And I still believe that this guy, he's a fair man that was forced in, you know, felt like he was forced into a situation where he had to act unfairly. I think his cronies got to him at the country club or
somebody was asking him to do something.
That's what I think. Because he wasn't very good at being a bad man.
He was okay today. I had a video conference with him from
I think
from
he
jail.
Wants very much to be fair, and I think that's why he got into the business. I'm of the opinion that the vast majority of bureaucrats out there are good people working for a system that is bad.
Well, let me tell you, I agree with you on that, because the situation in the jail over the weekend, from what I understand from some of the other inmates that were there, there are a lot worse jails to be in. So first and foremost, the Cheshire County Correctional Institution is apparently, you know, a cut above some of the rest of the jails out there. I'm not saying the food is super or anything like that. But I've heard that the food is worse at other jails, including the one out in Manchester and especially down in Massachusetts. And actually, that's the jail that's run by one of the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition members, ironically enough.
The one that you're in.
Correct.
Now,
correct.
What do you care? You don't really care what food tastes like.
No, I'm just saying, I was kind of thinking. I mean, it was some of it was pretty bad, but some of it was actually decent. And apparently one of the reasons for that is there's a retirement home nearby.
Okay.
And so they get the same food essentially that the retirement people do.
Ah.
Although some of it I wonder how they can possibly give it to the retirement folks. Like there was this piece of beef that I don't think you'd want to give that to your grandmother.
Well, I'm sorry. All retirement homes aren't, Freedom Village in Sarasota.
So there's a lot to talk about. I don't know where to begin, but there is a call on hold. So we'll probably touch on various different things throughout the evening here. And, of course, with your questions or your issues about anything, it's still Free Talk Live. You can still call about anything. Let's go on screen to the amp line. Who's this?
Oh, welcome back, Ian. This is Dennis.
Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously I've got to be sycophantic for a little bit here. That was awesome. What all those people did was awesome. The website that they put up was awesome. Just awesomeness, major amounts of awesome.
I was wondering, I mean, while I was in there, you know, I was completely cut off from the rest of the world. I didn't get a call into Mark until, what was that,
Saturday
afternoon? And I was completely cut off outside of that, and I didn't really even know what was going on. I was wondering to myself, you know, what are those activists up to out there?
And, you know, what the judge did, obviously, there was that attempt to send a message, crack down on the ringleader. And I got to say, for myself, my own reaction was, oh, God, if I was thinking about, you know, doing any kind of little civil disobedience ever, I just took a step back from that because, my God, you do the tiniest thing and you're talking about 100 days in the slammer. Crap, I can't afford that.
Well,
but I think that for other – there's just as many people out there. I got emails from them that they decided to move up their move to New Hampshire because of this. And
really?
Yeah.
I hope so. I was hoping that would be the case. You know, I don't want to go to jail for 93 days, and that's why what I did today was I did what he wanted me to do, and I begged because I knew that Julia was having a tough time, and it's a lot harder on the people that are on the outside, your loved ones that are on the outside. That's what Kat Canning wrote to Julia. In a private message, I think, recently, that it's a lot harder to be the loved one on the outside than it is on the inside. I mean, inside, I had some guys. We played a bunch of rummy and different card games and ate some okay food and sat around and slept. I mean, so it wasn't awful. It wasn't terrible. I'm sure it could have been much worse than it was. But for Julia, it was absolute living hell. And when I actually got a chance to talk to her today, it really sunk in as to how bad it really was for her. And so the last thing I wanted to do was to sit in jail for another 90-something days. So, I apologize to Mr. Burke for my performance on Friday and said that I was following some bad advice and that, essentially I'd be a good little boy in his court coming up in December, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, he took that seriously, apparently, and decided to suspend the rest of the sentence. So
now, what's that mean?
Well, it means if they pop me for anything else, and if you get more, hang on, Dennis, if they pop me for anything else within the next 90 days or whatever, then I guess I don't know if I have to spend another 90 days in jail at that point. I think it's basically whatever was left, which is about 90 days of the 93 days, would have to be served at that time.
Hmm.
So, but I also had some other backup plans as well. 800-259-9231 is the number. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100 person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us. They include the bulletin board system, where there are over 400,000 posts. You can surf around through various different topics, from serious issues to fun stuff, and you'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Jason from SACL was on this the whole time. He helped this you getting arrested thing. He was invaluable in this.
Awesome.
And I've got to say that thank you very much for the support he gave. There's so many people out there. I'd like to mention specifically also Todd Andrew Barnett.
I wanted to
Liberty
thank
Cap Talk Live.
Liberty Cap Talk Live. Yeah, he's got his own blog out there as well. I want to thank everybody. Period. I mean, I don't even know what everybody did yet. As I said, I've barely been out for more than a few hours.
I spent
all that time with
everybody
Julia.
Who wrote in and asked me. I told them that what you had told me on the phone, which was send amp money and up their amps and to move to New Hampshire as soon as you could.
Yeah, definitely get here as soon as you can. But I want to thank everybody, even people inside and outside of New Hampshire. I don't know what you all did yet. I know that people were calling both the court and the jail. I imagine that was happening.
Yeah.
The websites I've only just barely heard of. Thank you to all the great bloggers over at freekeen.com for keeping up with things. And thank you if you were involved in this in any way. Without you, I would just be another forgotten man in the system, like those poor guys I was in there with, which, of course, by the way, I might add, were like 80% drug-related.
It's and people just don't believe it.
There's 10% on top of that, though, that were for, like, violations of probation that had to do with drugs. So for, driving on a suspended, there were a couple of guys in there for that. I mean, it was just... There was one guy in there for burglary. I don't know what that is.
It's probably something I did. I was fiddling with the controls, and likely you had everything set correctly. And
hit the mute button.
I don't know.
So what was I saying? So yes, thank you to everybody that was involved in helping out with this situation. Otherwise, I would have just been yet another forgotten man in the system. It's because of people like you, I'm sure, that your actions had an influence on what this man, this Mr. Burke, decided to do earlier today. I mean, I'm sure it was helpful.
They
that
don't
I,
need the harassment, you know?
No. I'm sure it was helpful that I did what he wanted me to do, and that was, bow down. And that is what I did, because, I just didn't want to sit there and... for 93 days while Julia was, having a real tough time.
And hey, what about me here? It wasn't exactly
easy. Well,
there's
you guys, too. I mean, you guys stepped up. You took care of it. And thank you to Gardner Goldsmith, who came in. I believe, was here Friday night, I was told. Is that right, Toby?
I think so, yeah. That
you think
right.
so?
Yeah.
You were here, right?
Yes, I'm trying to decide which night was what.
And so, yeah, thank you to all of the listeners out there. Thank you to anybody who picked up a phone from, because you don't need to be here in New Hampshire to get in, to help out with situations like this, whether it's me or anybody else up here that gets into an issue with these state people. And so big thank you to everybody who helped out, because this is what makes a difference. This is what's going to turn the tide. I mean, if the tide hasn't turned already, Mark, you suggested this was going to be a crackdown, and perhaps that's exactly what this was. How long will it last? I don't know. What's the next step? Who will be next? I'm not sure. I don't want it to be, for now, for a little while. I think maybe the next time I'll stick my neck out in that way will be when Julia is ready to do it together, like her and I go and do something together. I think that would be cool. But I want to hear from you, and Dennis is still on the line. Final comments from you, Dennis. We're going to move on to some other callers.
Well, look, if the judge sent one message out today, it was that it's not as bad a punishment as it might otherwise have been. You don't crack down on someone to make an example and then back off. And I wanted to get, I'll take this offline. I wanted to get your thoughts. You said that you got, you told the judge at least, hey, you got some bad advice and you go forward. What do you think about paying for expert advice, like a legal lawyer type advice, and getting them to give you some decent plays?
I don't know. It would depend on how much it costs. I mean, most lawyers are very, very expensive. So I guess it would depend on the situation. I mean, I would think that if I was going to go through with an appeals process, that would be definitely a point at which to bring a lawyer on board with, because, I don't know what that sort of paperwork or bureaucratic nonsense that involves. I know, Mark, that when you were looking at suing the place that you live, the town that you live in, it was pretty Byzantine, right? It wasn't exactly an easy process.
It wasn't, but, you can't do that on your own. You have to have a lawyer.
Sure.
I've talked to one.
Yeah. So... As far as bringing a lawyer in up front.
If you're your own expert and it's, your dime, you don't have to, you can tell them, look, this is how I want to attack this. What are my best strategies?
Yeah.
You can get advice from your guy.
Yeah. There you go.
Think about it.
Thanks, Dennis, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, what's clear is, crystal clear, and it always was. It's just, you know, now I've been to jail and have proven it for myself, is that this isn't a government by the consent of the governed. I mean, the New Hampshire Constitution makes it pretty plain in Article 1 that government of good is by the consent of the governed. So clearly, and I don't know if I'm paraphrasing there, but clearly this is not a government of good. And because it's clearly not by consent in any way, shape, or form. I couldn't even get a question out in front of this guy.
No, you didn't get to say much of anything.
It was 30 days for trying to ask a question.
30 days 30, for not sitting down quickly enough.
That's what I was going to say something, too, at that time.
But you never got to say anything.
Right, I got like two words out, maybe.
Not even.
Really? Yeah, I mean, again, I haven't seen the footage. And then it was another 30 days.
They called
days
your name, that's
for
all.
For not answering one of his questions in the secret tribunal court thing, or semi-secret tribunal court that they took me into afterwards. And then it was another 30 days for refusal to answer his questions. So it's crazy. I mean, essentially, it was 30 days for speaking and 60 days for not speaking. It's nuts. 1-800-259-9231. And the special tribunal, what did you think of that?
What did I think about it?
It was like they went out of the courtroom and sequestered us all, in me and the rest of them, in a special little room. And then, from what I understand, they ordered the camera to be turned off.
That's correct. There's no recording of what occurred at that point.
I believe I have a recording. I had my voice recorder in there, and I got most of it, I think. But I haven't even had a chance to review that, so I don't know how well it turned out. Let's continue here with your calls. Lee is on the line in Keene, New Hampshire. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lee.
Hi.
Hey.
It's Lee.
Hey,
welcome
Lee.
Home.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, dude. Good to hear from you. Lee from Cheshire TV.
Wow. Yeah, wow. So, you know, I'm curious about something. You know, I've been doing a lot of research on this as it unfolds. I guess my first question is, I wasn't there, and I'm kind of sorry that I wasn't, because I would like to know what exactly a sanction is.
A sanction.
I wasn't aware that a judge could compel a person to stand.
Apparently, he can do whatever he wants to do. He's got men with guns backing him up.
I'd have to say I disagree. You know, this guy had a ruling that allowed no cameras in his courtroom, and then he decided, when he found out that that wasn't something he could do, he changed his mind and said that he could have cameras in the courtroom. But then he went ahead and said, well, the law allows me to restrict the pool coverage.
Right, and then actually moments before the trials, so-called, started, he actually decided apparently to allow one professional videographer and one non-professional videographer.
Yeah. So here's my question, then, I guess, and, you know, this is a hypothetical question because you can't answer it. So how is it that within seconds of starting this proceeding, I'm not even sure what to call it, he basically brings it to a halt, moves everything into a private room, and essentially cuts off the media.
I don't know. I'll bring you back, though, if you've got more. Hang on. More coming up here. Your calls as well. If you're on the line, be patient. We will get to you. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday on Genesis Network Central Standard Time. I recommend the very best wellness nutraceutical protocols, bring in the top experts. The basis of disease is the removal of toxins from the body, heavy metals and chemicals, and the removal of stealth pathogens. To detox, start with Kelor Max, liquid zeolite, living minerals probiotic, and Magna Soothe. To remove pathogens, take Super Silver, Allicin, Living Streams probiotic, and Flora PM, and Nutridyne, which has antipathogenic and energetic properties. Listen to the program daily on the NutraMedical Report with the best solutions to stop pathogens and the whole body detoxification protocol and technologies. You want to be the best you can be? Contact us at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us at 888-212-8871, 2 to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday and 8 to 10 Central on the Genesis Network.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you betcha, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV News Watch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com and check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email isn't secure. Privacyharbor.com.
I just talked to them today. They said the ads are doing great for them. Lots of people signing up for private email addresses for free. And
that's so right up our listeners' alley, so yeah. It's perfect. All right, we continue here. Lee is still on the line with us. Lee, you're the executive director of the local cable access channel here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's a beautiful yep. place to live. Unfortunately, there are a few ugly personalities lurking about. But you are a great friend. I consider you a friend, at least. And I thank you for listening to the program tonight and certainly being concerned with all this. Of course, we're talking about the fact that I was thrown in jail for the entire weekend on what was originally a 93-day sentence for essentially attempting to ask a question and not answering questions in a so-called court trial on Friday. And you'd asked a question, but, you know, I'm so distracted. Can you repeat that question?
Well, sure. It's pretty straightforward. Yeah. You know, obviously there's a tremendous amount of interest in things like this on our channel. There's a lot of community interest. I get one or two emails a week, several phone calls a week, and I take an interest when a judge says there's no cameras allowed in a courtroom.
Yeah.
I raised some hell and talked to a few people, and I don't think I had a lot to do with it, but he changed his mind on that. My concern here in this particular scenario is you know, who's policing this guy? Because
good question.
I got to tell you, you know, when I've got members of the community voicing an interest in a particular kind of programming, it behooves me to do what I can to provide that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I can't even call him a judge. He basically goes against the New Hampshire Supreme Court's ruling in a 2003 State versus MUR, and says, no, you know what, I'm not going to permit anyone to record what happens in my courtroom. It's just going to be a secret. So now he's basically crippled any potential future fundraising efforts we might do in this community.
Yeah, well, that's what he did on Friday. He said he was going to allow a camera in, and then
right.
when they took me over to the secret tribunal room, essentially what happened, for those just tuning in, you can see video of this over at freekeen.com. Within 10 seconds of starting the so-called trial, they had me in handcuffs. They moved me over to the side of the room. The judge exits the public zone, goes into the little antechamber, or whatever you call it. They took me back there, conducted the trial over video, so there was apparently a television set on in the public viewing room.
But no sound.
In there was allowed to record what was on the television.
But no sound, right?
There was sound. It was bad sound.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, you know, again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a TV guy. But the Supreme Court ruling specifically says that picture and sound must be of broadcast quality.
Well,
so my question is, and I'm sure you've got a lot of listeners who know more about the law than I do,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to start the process of filing a formal complaint, some kind of an injunction against this clown. Someone who can say, hey, you know, this may have cost you $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 in funds.
Yeah,
how can I get recompensed if the state's going to allow this guy to damage me financially? How can I fix that?
So it's a good question. I don't
know. Who do you complain to if a judge stands up on the bench and starts leaking all over people's faces?
I have no idea. I know Sam from the Obscure Truth Network is suggesting that there's some sort of grand jury process that could be entered into. I don't really know what all the options are that are on the table. I imagine some of that stuff will be discussed over on the Freekeen forum at forum.freekeen.com. That might be where some action would be, or where some people could talk about different actions and what could possibly be done as a result of this. But, man, it's just an amazing, stunning situation. And I'm glad you're out there, Lee, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Now, is there a transcript of what took place in that little room, or is that literally top secret?
You'll probably have to pay for
just
it.
It seems to be just that top secretly.
Well,
I would cheerfully pay for that transcript out of my own pocket, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Since I don't have video or audio of what took place, I'd be more than happy to produce a little play. You know, we could get someone to portray the rabid Ian Freeman, and we could get someone to play, you know, the pastoral, peaceful judge. And I think that the public deserves to know what took place in that little room. If it was important enough for five or six people to stand guard around you, five or six guys.
Right, I heard they really closed in, too. I didn't see this because it was going
on
behind me.
Oh, you should see the video. It's incredibly compelling. I literally dropped my mouth. My cigarette fell out of my mouth Saturday morning when I watched the tape.
Wow.
I was stunned.
Well,
I was like, wow, you'd think this guy was being charged with eating babies.
Welcome to America.
So, yeah, I think that if it's so compelling that a judge has to stand up and defy the New Hampshire Supreme Court and threaten to sanction people who don't stand up for them. I'd like to see what the Americans with Disabilities Act has to say about that. I think that they'd love to see a play about it. Wouldn't you?
I think people pay good
money to sit in Heberton Hall and watch a portrayal of this.
I think it's a brilliant idea. And, you know, this is something I love about the activism movement, is that all of the activists just self-motivate and they inspire themselves to do whatever it is that comes to them, whether it's picking up the phone and making a phone call or going out and creating a play or putting together a video clip, putting it online, blogging. I mean, it's just, there's been so much coverage, and it's because people care and people are paying attention. But my biggest issue is, Lee, I mean, it's not just me. What about all the other people that have been railroaded by this system, that have been completely, you know, out completely anonymous because only their mom came to the trial and saw what happened?
Let me jump in on you real quick, and then I'll let you go because I know other people want to call. I'll tell you why this crap goes on, whether it's you or all the other people. And I'll tell you because I've lived in major metropolitan markets and I've lived in small towns. And any time you see a network affiliate microwave truck park outside a courtroom, the judge behaves himself.
Oh, I bet.
If people in Boston, New York, if there was a chance that this could show up on Good Morning America Monday morning, no way would he have done that. And I think what he's learning with seeing that video and how fast it traveled, the talkback show was getting, and here in Keene, talkback was getting phone calls from Norway on Saturday morning.
It's true.
You should be ashamed of yourself for behaving this way.
It was so awesome.
Wow.
You've got socialist countries complaining.
Yep, there's a guy from Sweden who calls, I can't believe what's going on there in America. Are you people a bunch of barbarians?
Awesome.
It was so awesome to hear.
So anyway, take it from me. My experience tells me you bring a couple of network affiliates into town, you put them in a hotel, you know, bring a little money to the community, and put what's happening in a town like Keene on a national level, you see guys like Judge Burke retiring.
You know, I don't care if he retires. I just want him to do the right thing. That's all.
But he's not ever going to. He's never going to unless someone makes him. And in this day and age, the only thing people are afraid of is exposure.
The video camera is our most powerful weapon against these government tyrants. There's no doubt about it. Video and audio recording are the two basic tools every activist should have at their ready.
And I guarantee you that while he might be willing to shove somebody like me or Dave Ridley out of the room, he's not going to shove an ABC or a CBS or an NBC guy out of the room.
Nope.
Never going to happen.
If Anderson Cooper comes in there, you know, it's the court's wide open.
I don't think he'd get away with it with you, Lee. It really doesn't take that much attention, that much sunlight to shine on these cockroaches. Yeah. Hey, Lee, we'll talk again. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate all
the
input. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231.
You should have seen the way they squirmed on TalkBack.
I've got to hear it. I've got it recorded. It's got it automated now.
The Swedish guy, you know, made them look silly. And then I called in and I'm like, look.
Who was on? Was it Cynthia and who was
the mayor, person? Dale Pregent.
Oh, the mayor.
And Dale tried to absolve himself of look, this is a court thing. This isn't the city thing.
Oh, it's not my responsibility.
And I called in, and I made the point. Look, Mayor, you and Cynthia were both on this board. You voted for zoning rules. It's a zoning rule.
Yeah.
And the fact is, the people of Cheshire County are all being held hostage because of the rules that Keene made.
What did this cost, by the way? That's what I'd like to
know. That's the thing. Is you know, I made the point that I've got this pugnacious and stubborn co-host who's going up against a judge who feels they've been slighted. This is a disagreement between two people that's, if 90 days would have been $15,000 just in jail time. Forget whatever, you know, the
that's
cops are getting paid and all that other crap. So you're talking probably $100,000. You know how much they've been arguing about this Monadnock Development Corporation getting their loan for $120,000. They've been talking about that for months on the air.
Wow.
Shut up about your damn loan. This is $100,000 being wasted.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, and we'll take your calls here. If you're on hold, we will get to you. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. Still getting over a bit of a flu. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Lots of stuff to cover on my odyssey over the weekend, spending the entirety of the fine, fine facilities of Cheshire County Correctional Institution.
So did you ever get out of a holding cell?
Did I get out? Went out to take a shower at one point.
No, I mean, absolutely.
Did I get to population? No, that was going to happen today. But the judge, so-called, actually, he calls himself a justice. So I don't know if there's a difference between being a judge or a justice, but whenever he signs his orders, it's Edward Burke, Edward J. Burke, Justice. Is there a difference? I don't know. Those of you that know the legal land better than I, you're welcome to comment on that. But, yeah, he let me out early on suspended sentence, which means that if they bust me for a misdemeanor or a felony or pretty much anything for the next 90 days, I'm going in for 90 days, essentially. So I got to keep my head down, definitely below water, and I've got to behave myself because this guy has no problem with throwing my butt in a prison cell. But what about you? Somebody else I think should take up the mantle at this point. I felt as though I was picking it up from Russell Canning, who was certainly one of my inspirations in all of this, and he moved out of the area.
I was thinking about going out to the local trophy shop and getting you getting put together something for you and saying Liberty Activist Merit Badge.
You know,
right there on your chest.
Well, you know what, Mark? They actually have one of the activists in the area here came up with the Brass Balls Award, and he's awarded it to Russell Canning and Lauren Canario and some of the other great, I think, people that paved the way for me doing what I did. I was not the first. It might have been the harshest sentence, but of course it was mitigated. So Lauren Canario, I think, has certainly spent far more time than anybody else combined in a prison cell. She's still in federal prison today as a result of being disobedient in the federal courthouse. So, you know, it's not just me. There's a lot of this crap going on.
So what's going on with the couch?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be out by the end of the week.
I see.
So it's going away. All right, let's go to your phone calls here and talk to George in D.C. George, you're on Free. Oh, wait, no, George is gone. Let's try Jesse listening in Keene, New Hampshire. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, dude. Thanks for coming out on Friday. One of the few, the proud.
Dale was actually here. It's me and Tim sitting here, and Dale was. We all went out to dinner, and and actually listen to the show, like, on the radio, but we figured we'd call and say, you know, it's good to have you out again. And there's actually two things that I wanted to address personally,
yes,
but I just wanted to pass on, you know, we're all very happy that you're out.
You are one of the bloggers, by the way, over at freekeen.com. And, again, you were one of the few folks that did manage to make it out. And it was in the middle of the day. I mean, we had 15 people turn out for the arraignment last month. And so this one was at 1:30 in the afternoon. Most people are at work. So, again, thanks for coming out. Go ahead with your thoughts.
No, yeah, hey, anytime, man. The first was I was curious to know, I don't know the best way to phrase this. I guess we'll just move on to my second point.
Okay.
The second point is we've already been talking about what we're going to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we go into the court next month, I guess it is, when you and Toby have to stand before the same jerk and,
That's correct.
You know, do your thing. And since they basically twisted our arm into, you know, standing up.
They were ready for you guys. I mean, you saw the three cops standing in the back. They certainly didn't need all that enforcement just for little old me. So they were totally ready for the rest of the activists to be disobedient and take you guys into custody, too.
Oh, no, yeah. And it was the thing is, we're already discussing. I mean, it's kind of funny, like, you know, Dale and Tim and I were tossing ideas, like, coming in wheelchairs. Can't stand if you're in a wheelchair. Do the Mexican wave when you stand up, because, you know, the judge, he's like, you know, stand up, sit down, like a game of Simon Says, you know, you may as well sit down, stand up, or stand up, sit down really
quick. I can tell you that the wheelchair thing isn't going to work. They're going to not let you in. They just won't let you in. They'll recognize you, and they'll just come up with an excuse.
The thing is, I want to ask you, what do you think we should do? I mean, maybe we should be talking about this in private, or...
I certainly don't. It's not my call what activists are going to do. I mean, I certainly don't want to be seen as some sort of ringleader. I think that's what they think that I am. I think they believe that because I'm visible, I'm sort of cutting the head off the monster or something like that. And I think what they don't understand and what hopefully they'll learn is that there is no ringleader to this organization. If there even is such an organization, all you've got are individuals that are willing to team up with other individuals to do various different things. I mean, you just heard Lee from Cheshire TV spontaneously coming up with the idea of having a play and putting that on. And I mean, who would have thought of that? I never would have considered something like that. So, you know, I leave it in each individual's hands to decide for themselves what they think the right thing to do is about this. And of course, I will be here reporting on all of it because I feel like, you know, at this point, it was a very, very trying time certainly for Julia. I mean, I wasn't feeling great either, but I mean, it wasn't that bad sitting there just playing cards with a bunch of dudes all weekend. Jail here in Cheshire County ain't that bad. It really isn't. So for those of you out there considering doing non-cooperation civil disobedience, Cheshire County, pretty good place to do it. I hear the Manchester jail is absolutely awful. Anyway, go out there and do what you think is right, and I will be here communicating it out on the airwaves across the country and around the world and telling people about it. And the more action there is, whether it's on this or whatever the other issues are, because there sure as hell are a lot of other issues out there. I mean, like I said before, one of my main concerns is what's happening to all of the unsung people, the people that don't have the activists out there backing them up, because, you know, we don't have enough people to go in there every Monday morning for an arraignment and, you know, sit in there for however the hell long that stuff takes and support the regular folks that are being run over by this violent, tyrannical system. So that's one of my concerns. I'd love to see more activists moving in and getting involved in that way. And it's like I told this Judge Burke guy, or Justice Burke, it's like, look, man, if you just leave people alone, you'd be a hero. If you would just stop hearing cases that don't involve a victim, you would be the first judge in American history to break ranks and do the right thing. So as far as what you should do, that's up to you, my friend.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that. I just remembered the first other thing I was going to say, which is before I get to that, I was a comment on what Lee had said before. The transcripts are $25, and it'll take them like 2 weeks to get to him because they got to be sent to Concord and then sent back here. So I don't know if he's still listening or if you want to pass that on to him at some point. But Coconut from Freekeen had looked that up, and he's probably going to pick those up as well.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate the call tonight, Jesse. 800-259-9231. We continue with John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John, New Hampshire. Going once. John in New Hampshire, going
gentlemen.
Once. Hey, John.
That just kicked in now. That wasn't my delay. Anyway, you just mentioned something, Ian, that I actually have a couple of notes here. One of my notes is that if this guy, who I have listed as Maria Lopez Burke, Maria Lopez is a reference to the judge that the Ridley Report referenced in Massachusetts, but my note is that if he has an opportunity. He's been sitting on the fence. He's wavering. He's obviously confused, and he goes back and forth. He's trying to do the right thing and doesn't know what to do.
I agree.
But guess what, dude? You can join the freedom movement, Judge Burt. You know, we'll be thankful, and we'll forgive you for everything.
Absolutely. Just start doing the right thing, man. I mean, you've hurt a lot of people, but
Ian,
if you start doing...
I'm calling as a former minarchist tonight. I've been slipping. It's all been slipping away. I've been a Jeffersonian minarchist for years. And the first time I called this show, I mentioned to Mark the other night that, you know, I was closer to him than you. And all the intelligent people of the world learn. That's part of what we do as human beings. And I've been moving towards less and less government. And one of the things as a minarchist, I think, that we think that at least the courts are not dangerous. There's no force. There's no violence. It's just a place that we can go.
Yeah, justice. Get justice.
Get justice.
Yeah.
I've learned that, seeing what has happened to my friends, and I think that this is, like I said to Mark the other night, they just kicked that third leg. You know, if you've got legislative, executive, and judicial, we were balancing on one thin leg of a three-legged stool, and they just kicked that leg out from under us. The courts are very dangerous because they might be more dangerous than any other. They're completely arbitrary. They do what the heck they want. They can stand and sit. You know, when are they going to tell us to kneel?
Right. Yeah. When are they going to bring out the hoop and literally start asking people to jump through it? I mean, it's really crazy.
I said to you one time when you arrived in New Hampshire, welcome home, and I want to say that again. Welcome home.
Well, again, if it wasn't for people like you, John, the great folks out there that are activists here in New Hampshire, and the rest of you out there listening around the world who apparently picked up your phones and made phone calls to the court, to the jail, to the local talk show, just amazing. I mean, this is the kind of support that's going to help change things, don't you think?
Yeah. Just remember, Maria Lopez, Judge Burke has a choice that he can make. He can go down in history as the Maria Lopez of, just foolishness, or he can, join the freedom movement.
He should.
He's
been a hero.
He has been good.
Yep,
he has that ability. He's proven it.
He sure does. He can do the right thing. Anybody can. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. Hey, I wrote a letter to Mr. Burke after the arraignment, which apparently was also illegal. And I might share that coming up here in moments, because he called it almost threatening. Was it? We'll find out.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.